Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zach Orr met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday night's playoff showdown with Pittsburgh.
How y'all doing? Y'all doing all right? All right.
Todd Monken just mentioned that he feels like the team is ascending. Obviously, on the defensive side, you guys are playing your best time of football, best football of the season. Cliche always goes, the team that gets the hottest in the playoffs usually how does that boost your confidence?
I think it boosts the confidence a lot, but it all goes into the preparation. And I think that, like we said, coming from the bye week after we lost to Philly, the players, man, they came in locked in, ready to roll, and they took their preparation to the next level. And I think we just got to continue that, and that's what will continue the success that we've been having. So, you know, I'm confident in it because I know how our guys are preparing. We've had great weeks of practice, great meetings so far this week, and we got to continue with these next couple of days leading into Saturday.
Think back over the season, can you pinpoint when you felt like the worm kind of turned and you started to see real progress week after week with the defense? I mean, we talked about the meeting after Cincinnati, but is there something that you think of?
Yeah, I could really just think of just the week leading to the Pittsburgh game. That was our next game. And just the level of focus, intensity, and then seeing that carry over to the game. Even though we lost, it was the best we felt like we've played, and it was the style of play that we wanted to play, man. Physical, max effort, togetherness, guys, you know, not looking to point the finger or anything like that. So, you know, I think that's when it really started to turn, and we realized that we can build on that and continue to keep it going if we stay locked in with the preparation and stay focused.
Zach, are you expecting to see both quarterbacks in
the game? I'm definitely expecting it just because, I think they got two starting caliber quarterbacks on their squad. They won games with both of them. And, you know, Justin Fields is a weapon. So you got to be prepared for it. You see it in the first game, even though he didn't start against us, he came in and made some critical plays that ultimately in our eyes cost us the game. So we have to be prepared to see both of them, not even just Justin as a runner, but him as a thrower as well, because he is a quarterback. So, you know, we prepare for both, and the game plan really doesn't change much from either one. We got to do what we got to do, play sound, disciplined football, and we like our chances.
Zach, from your perspective, what are some of the pros and cons of playing in the same team three times?
Honestly, it was funny. We were talking about this. We had a chance. I had a chance to play in this type of situation, and a couple years ago, coaching this type of situation when we played Cincinnati three times. And I think every game, it's its own story. So you can't get caught up too much in what happened in the previous games because each game is different. And I think just the pros, you just kind of understand how certain guys play. But I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. I think every game is its own game.
Zach, and Brandon Stevens is a guy who's obviously taken some lumps. You guys weren't doing so well early in the year. And in that first game against Pittsburgh, they used Pickens and Freiermuth to kind of match up with size against him. When it comes to Brandon and how he's performed as the defense has gotten better in the last few weeks, where do you kind of see his mentality and how prepared is he to kind of go against that?
Yeah, BSD prepared, man. He prepares hard just as anybody on our team. And the thing I love about BSD is he has a mentality that you want to have as just a professional athlete and especially as a DB in this league. I mean, he's a one play, next play, whatever happened, whether it's a good play or bad play, moving on. So we happy with BSD. We love that, you know, teams are trying to challenge him, and we know he's up for the challenge, and he's been prepared, he's been locked in. It was funny, me and Coach Harbaugh was just talking earlier during practice about how locked in and how good he's looked. So we confident, we excited. I'm ready to go see him ball out Saturday.
When you say how good he's looked, do you mean in practice this week?
Yeah, in practice this week, yeah. And he's been looking good for us, honestly, the whole year, in my opinion. Yeah, I think all those guys are very key. You see we play them all together at times. You see we can interchange those guys depending on matchups. So I think everything's up in the air. We feel like Marlon, Nate, B. Steve, and Trey, we feel like those guys are all starters in the secondary, man. So, you know, we'll use those guys depending on the game plan accordingly.
Zach, you alluded to the fact that you played in that game when you guys beat the Steelers in the playoffs back in 2014.
Yeah.
We know every playoff game is life and death, but I mean, was there an extra layer of satisfaction in
beating your rival to take that next step?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, when you look back at it, like after the season, at the time, you know, just, you know, my personal mentality, and I think the mentality that the organization has, which why I love it so much, is it doesn't really matter who the opponent is. It's like, we got to line up, we got a game to win on Saturday, and we got to go do what we got to do to win that game. So, yeah, when you're in the off season and you look back at it, yeah, it makes it a little bit sweeter. But at the end of the day, we're going to be happy to get a win because we get to advance to the next round regardless of who's playing whoever.
Zach, how happy were you to see Owe hit double-digit sacks in the finale? And mm-hmm. where have you seen him grow the most over the last year?
Man, I was happy, man. Just anytime anybody reaches a milestone, we're going to celebrate just because you understand the work that you had to put in, you know, silencing the doubters and all that stuff. So I can only imagine, you know, the pressure that he has on him as a first round pick. I don't, you know, I wouldn't know. A lot of people don't know that. But I seen him really just grow in just his preparation, man. From a standpoint, he always worked hard physically, studied mentally, but I think the game is slowing down for him and he's really taking the next step and his film study. And I see that, how he's attacking offensive linemen, how he's understanding protection schemes and how that fits in with his God-given abilities and how it fits in with our scheme. And I think him just meshing that together, you know, Matt, Chuck, and Dennis do a great job with him. I think just a combination of all that is really where you're seeing his game rise.
Zach, the NFLPA mm-hmm. released their choices for All-Pro. Mm-hmm. Kyle and Roquan made it from your defense. Mm-hmm. How do you view sort of how the players vote on that mm-hmm. stuff, and what does that mean to you and the guys on the defense?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot, man. Like I said, anytime anybody gets an accolade, we celebrate it, or a milestone, because we understand, yes, it's an individual award, but we all the guys will tell you that they couldn't do it without their teammates. And so we celebrate. It means a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the players, a lot to everybody in the organization. And then I think it's great that the players do an All-Pro team, just because, shoot, just be real, it's different. The guys, they know, because they're the guys that's lining up across from you out there on that field. So I think that holds a lot of weight in making an All-Pro team that's voted on by your peers.
Zach, who gets credit for mm-hmm. designing a play to have Michael Pierce drop?
I don't know, man. That play been around a long time. I just carried it over. But, man, Mike P, that's one. I'm still shocked by that play. That was crazy, man. That's one of the best plays that I think I'll probably ever witness. I don't think it's going to get too much better than that. And then just the whole deal of him sliding and going down like that, I was like, man. But it was athletic, man. It was great. And it's a play that we've run before. I mean, you know, my friend was joking with me. He saw it. We did it against the Chiefs, and, you know, it didn't work out too well. And he was like, what are you doing dropping this big guy in coverage? I was like, bro, it's just a play. Don't worry about it. And then, you know, we ended up getting an interception this time. And he texted me back and was like, okay, I see the play work this time. So that's a heck of a play by Mike P. We tell those guys all the time, you just keep doing your job, keep doing your job. And you never know when the ball might come your way, and you got to make the most of it. And it just happened that he did to close it out. And that's great for him, great for us. Oh, yes, I was happy he was getting down. I was happy. I was like, please, let's get down. Let's get out of here. Nice, safe, and sound. So I think it was a real good, smart decision. And we're going to need him fully rested like he is now for Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Had you worked on the technique or
just pure instinct? That was pure instinct. Yeah, we got to work on that technique, though. That technique was a little shaky right there, I got to be honest.
Yep. In the middle of the season, when things weren't going well, and how did it make you feel when so many guys were saying it's not a Zach thing, it's mm-hmm. us, we need to fix it, and they basically had your back?
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Like, honestly, you know, they didn't have to do that publicly. Just for guys doing that, it just made me want to go harder for them. And I think that just kind of shows the unity and the bond and the family type atmosphere that we have here, because we say it's a family, but a lot of times when things start going bad, you get tested, guys start turning their back on each other, and we never did that. So that's what honestly gave me the confidence that we would be able to get this thing going in the right direction, is because we did stick together and we did have each other's back. But those guys doing that, I can't thank them enough, man, because, you know, shoot, I'm human too. So, you know, hearing that, I need a boost as well at times, and that definitely gave me a boost.
All right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.